Oasis Audio presents The Spiritual World of the Hobbit by James Stewart Bell, read for you by Wayne Shepherd. Introduction. Perhaps you haven't yet read The Hobbit. Even though people around you say it's a must-read, you just need a good reason to make this classic worth your while. Or maybe you've read every word of every volume related to Middle-earth and are seeking still another approach to deeper understanding and enjoyment. Wherever you are along the way, at the very start, looking back and ready to travel all over again, or anywhere in between, I want to explore with you the spiritual dimension of this world, peopled with exotic creatures and fantastic adventures, yet consistent with the universe brought into being by our Creator and originating in the mind of an author with a firm belief in Christian revelation. Elves, goblins, dwarves, dragons, creatures like these have populated the landscape of human mythology for thousands of years. Their adventures bridge generations and cultures, both capturing and kindling our imaginations. We love these tales because they grant us access to a world beyond our own. Of course, with such a rich history of stories and storytellers, this world can feel rather dense at times. Characters and themes have a tendency to crowd together, sometimes overlapping or even contradicting one another. That's why it's such a rare and wonderful treat when something original and unexpected comes along and meaningfully contributes to the genre. Something like a hobbit. At first glance, hobbits don't seem to mesh well with their more mysterious or glamorous comrades, especially as heroes. They are small in stature. Their most notable attributes include a thick layer of fur on their feet, a thick layer of padding around their waists, and an ability to quickly, quietly disappear when big folk come lumbering near them. And yet we must consider the words of the wizard Gandalf, spoken to Bilbo Baggins, when evaluating what hobbits are made of. There is always more about you than anyone expects. This is true of Bilbo, and it certainly is true of the tale that introduced him to our world. First published in 1937, The Hobbit is one of the most popular books ever written. It has never been out of print. It has won numerous awards, and its success created a platform from which J.R.R. Tolkien could launch other works, including The Lord of the Rings and, posthumously, The Silmarillion. Why this book? I am a Tolkien fan through and through. I've negotiated the terrain of Middle-earth a number of times. Each journey there and back again has provided new discoveries, new joys. Consequently, this volume is both an outpouring of my appreciation for the world he fashioned and a record of my explorations there. Still, you may wonder what else can be added to the conversation surrounding Tolkien's life and work. Do we really need another book about his books? I think the answer is yes. The main reason is that, despite its immense success, several misconceptions remain concerning the adventures of Bilbo Baggins and company. Usually stemming from a lack of information, these misconceptions prevent readers from fully appreciating and benefiting from Tolkien's genius. For example, many readers view The Hobbit as a simple, uncomplicated story, especially when compared to the Lord of the Rings trilogy. The tale is often perceived as a kind of appetizer, a snack before diving into the real meat of Middle-earth. Such perceptions fall short of reality. While The Hobbit differs from Tolkien's larger works in style and tone, it is as superbly crafted and brilliantly polished as any of his creations. Indeed, because he took such pains to fine-tune the details of Bilbo's adventures, they are a vital piece that fits seamlessly into Tolkien's more expansive domain. That's why I've packed so much information into this book. I believe that with a little help, anyone can appreciate the broader panorama of Middle-earth while venturing along with Bilbo, Gandalf, Thorin, and the rest. Another common misconception is that The Hobbit is less spiritual than The Lord of the Rings and The Silmarillion. In fact, many are unaware that spiritual themes permeate all of Tolkien's books. Two basic facts will assist us here. First, J.R.R. Tolkien was a strong and outspoken Christian who spoke openly about his faith in all walks of life, from the halls of Oxford University to his dinner table at home and beyond. He even played a prominent role in C.S. Lewis's journey from atheist to Christ follower. Second,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?